The Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, in continuing the discussion about Tumah Belua, asks, Ashchan Belua de Lamala, we find that if somebody ingested something through his mouth, that and then the person becomes Tumah, that the object that he swallowed does not become Tumah, from the pasuk that's quoted on Amr Aleph, "V'oichem nevlosa yichabes begarav v'tamei haraarev," that the pasuk is speaking specifically about somebody who ate something through his mouth. However, ask the Gemara, "Belua de lamata," if somebody had something brought into his body from the bottom of his body, how do we know that person doesn't become tamei with the halacha of that object doesn't become tamei because of even though it's in his body? Says the Gemara, a kavah chaymer. If somebody swallowed something from his mouth, she'ena oise ikal, that matzel, it makes him not become tamei lamata, she'oise ikal, where it's the place where digestion normally happens, ain't a din shematzel. Certainly, if you are, if something came into your body in a place where it usually gets digested, disintegrated, it should not become tamei. Ask the Gemara, that's not how digestion works. Klum oise ikal lamata ela ide mala. Digestion only happens if you take something through your mouth and it goes through the digestive system. Says the Gemara, afilo hochi ika domata rav. The digestion that goes through the bottom part of your body is the place of ingestion, and therefore it's considered also certainly something that will not remain in the body, and therefore should not be subject to Tumah. So this Gemara is used by the Marsham and the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Chof Gimel to discuss a question. Now, halach is, of course, that we may not eat on Yom Kippur, but the question is, could somebody be fed intravenously on Yom Kippur, or could somebody take suppositories on Yom Kippur, because it's not the regular derech achila? So the Marsham takes a lenient approach. He says that the entire issa achila on Yom Kippur is only when you eat through your mouth, and he says that any other form of eating is not considered normal, that it should be considered that that's the way you eat, that's the way you digest food. And the raya he brings is the Gemara in our Sugyudaf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that we just quoted, where the Gemara says that anything that's brought into the body, not through the mouth, is not digested and not processed normally, and that wouldn't be considered an issa achila. And in fact, he says that the Gemara that discusses many times somebody who makes a shvuah that he won't eat for 7 days, the Gemara says it's a shvuah shav, because you can't survive without eating 7 days. So he says, what's pshat? He says, pshat is that it doesn't mean that the person meant not to have any nourishment for 7 days. That's impossible. What it meant was that he's not going to eat normally for 7 days. He'll only be fed that way. The Shalos Tshuvos Chelkas Yaakov, Oyre Chaim Simen Reish Tez Zayin, discusses this question as well, discusses it regarding nourishment on Yom Kippur. He discusses if someone is allowed to take a suppository on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, even though refuah is asur, the halach is that still this is not a normal fashion, a way of bringing nourishment into one's body, and maybe therefore it should not be considered refuah b'Shabbos. And the Chalkas Yaakov quotes the Marsham that we just quoted, and he says that it's not necessarily that this Gemara is not necessarily a raya to our Shiloh of Yom Kippur. He says, when a person takes suppositories, indeed our Gemara says that food that's brought into the body, not through the mouth, is not able to be digested in a proper fashion. However, he says the suppositories that are given to such individuals are not food or pills that need regular digestion. What they do is that they're put into the body and they disperse, they dissolve and disperse in the body and give the body whatever nourishment or whatever other nutrient the body is going to get. And there's no need for any digestion. So the entire svar of our Gemara, where our Gemara says that there's no digestion, only if food is put into the through the mouth, is by regular food. And then he goes on to speak about Rachmana Tzlan, people who need to have feeding tubes. And again, the feeding tubes are put into the stomach or put into wherever. They're not the food that comes into the body through the food feeding tube is that kind of food that can be digested even though it didn't go through the mouth. So therefore, he says the comparison that the Marsham tries to make to our Shaila, between our Gemara and our Shaila, is not really a very good comparison. But he says the psak of the Marsham is indeed correct, because he says that on Yom Kippur the Isser is Achila. And he says that even though it's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch, and the Achiyeza discusses this issue as well, that on Yom Kippur it's not that the Iker Isser on Yom Kippur is Hanos Meyov, that your body should not feel satiated. But he says even the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch and they will agree that the only Isser on Yom Kippur is Hanos Meyov that comes through Hanos Goyim. But if the food entered the body just through the Meyov, not through the Goyim, that isn't Osir on Yom Kippur. But the Chalkas Yaakov in Chelek Yerideya, Simon Yud Gimel, has a different discussion. He says, if Rachmana Tzlan, there's somebody who needs to have a blood transfusion, and they want to, and the blood that's going to be put into this chayla comes from an akum, someone who's not makbid on kashrus, and we know that macholos asuris are metantam alev, and that's what he remarked in Yerideya Simen Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. Says that a child who needs to be nursed should preferably, and his mother for whatever reason can't nurse him, should preferably get milk from a Jew, not from a kutis. And the reason is because the food, the blood that's in a person is what makes us to what we are. And therefore, even though the blood is not being eaten, or it's still made dam hua nefesh, and the dam of a kuti could be metamtam the lev. And therefore, he says, even though the Marsham said, as we just quoted this Marsham, he quotes the Marsham Zir again, that the Marsham says that there is no issue of eating. It's not considered eating if you don't eat in the normal fashion. That doesn't resolve the problem of Timtum Halev that could come from something that kosher or could come from the dam of a kuti. But, and therefore he suggests that there would perhaps be Timtum Halev under certain circumstances. But then he goes on to say that even though there is this concern that we are now discussing, that does not mean that he says, obviously, a chayla who is in such a situation that he needs to have a blood transfusion should not take any of these considerations into mind. The only consideration he should be thinking about is about getting well. And if this is what's needed, and this is the only blood that's available to him, he should, of course, take it. And he quotes a very strong word from the Belzer Rebbe. He says, usually when a person is sick, particularly the Rachmana Tzlan, he's very sick, many, if not most, of the mitzvahs that he can normally do, he unfortunately can't do. But there's one mitzvah that he's really obligated to do now. This is his mitzvah. His mitzvah, the Chayla's mitzvah, is the mitzvah of a Chay Behem V'loy Shiyomus Behem, to make sure to do everything to get better. So if taking the blood transfusion is what's going to make him better, not only should he take it, but that's the mitzvah that he's supposed to do now, and he should have, and all Chayim should have, a Refuah Shleimah.